On Culturefile this time, we travel deep, deep into the winter as we get a bite of the Christmas food traditions of icy Newfoundland in the company of West Cork-based nutritional prophet and official mother of the mothers, Ferment-wise, April Dannan. When not sharing her symbiotic colonies of bacteria and yeasts, or scobies, with some of Ireland's top chefs, April runs a market stall with her husband Max, who we meet here at the Mung Bean Burger Griddle at Dublin's Fusion Market.
I'm Max Dannan, and we're cooking bean burgers here. These are made from sprouted organic mung beans and vegetables. The vegetables all came from our own tunnels. And they're cooking away here, despite the rain and all that. This recipe, April came up with it years ago when we were vegan. And she tried all kinds of different combinations of beans and vegetables and all kinds of stuff. And stuck with the mung beans because you didn't need to add a binder or anything with them. They just stick together themselves, so it works well. And people tend to like them. What's not to like?
My parents worked, so I've been baking since I was 12. The interesting thing is, if it was from a shop, it wasn't appreciated, and it was called baker's bread. Oh, I don't want the baker's bread, I want real bread. So the cakes and cookies and sweets and treats week in and week out, and there was always something on the table for a treat after any meal, but certainly at Christmas time. Everything was handmade, homemade, so cherry cakes, fruit cakes, rum cakes. So the fruit would have gone in November and to be soaked in alcohol. And then it was made a good few weeks and then put away to age before Christmas time. And those things were always taken out. I never was a fan of fruit cake until I started making my own and realized I could control the kinds of fruit we put in there. Love cherry cake. And even that was made, everything was from a tin. You know, there wasn't the fresh stuff that you can get nowadays. When I think of Newfoundland and Christmas, the irony is I always think of salt. The amount of salted foods that we ate. It's probably different now. I'm just trying to think of, because I haven't been back in so long, because we do our own things. I've spent Christmas in different countries all around the world since. But there was salt pork and salt beef and salt fish, and everything was salted. And we ate copious amounts of salt. And I have this love affair with salt. Even now, I just adore salt. And it's one of my favorite foods, I think. And we'd be connoisseurs, I think, of looking for the best salts around. So I always think of salt when I think of Newfoundland. Meat, obviously, was a big thing, but it was, the focus was more on probably drinking and socializing and staying, you know, warm, and the big fires and things like that in the kitchen was probably the biggest aspect.
Don't seem like Christmas if the mummers are not here. Granny would say as she'd knit in her chair. Things have gone modern, and I suppose that's the cause. Christmas is not like it was.
Keep moving down here.
Once people are drink taken, they're likely to do anything. Imagine dressing up like women and all the men going out and you know, begging for drinks at the door. And then dancing. That was the other big thing. Like with mum ring, it's kind of a little bit like Halloween when you think of it. You're trick-or-treating, only it's at Christmas time. And people are trying to guess who you are. And if they know who you are, they don't say. And so that's part of it. And it revolves around drink. So the rum cake comes out, the rum comes out. But now, to be honest, I never was involved because I was a teenager when I left. And so it wasn't really teenagers or kids that were doing this. It was adults. So it was kind of like trick-or-treating for adults, only at the Christmas season. And you'd go around to the people's houses and it was a good excuse for a party. The biggest thing about it that I do remember from my childhood was the weird get-up. So that men would literally dress as women and women would dress as men in complete disguise. And nobody would say who, if they knew who you were or what. It just wasn't done. Most of them, the mummering that I would have done was when I was away from Newfoundland with people who were from Newfoundland and relatives and friends, and just for the crack, just for fun around the season. So those were my memories of it. But again, it was a drinking game, yeah, and a very serious one.
Suppose you can dance, yes, they all nod their heads. They've been tapping their feet ever since they came in. Now that the drinks have been all passed around, the mummers are planking her down. Be careful.
All right, so molasses buns, you know, I've made them and brought them into the market in Skibbereen and handed them out at different seasons and certainly in the winter. But I don't think there's an appreciation for molasses here the way we do and appreciate it. I use molasses for nearly anything. So molasses would be considered medicinal. If you ever have a cough or a cold, a teaspoon of molasses with a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, so 1-to-1 in a little cup for any age of child or adult, will cut the cough. Like nothing else. I grew up on the stuff. And I certainly give it to my children now. And molasses buns are absolutely gorgeous. They're just, again, with that nice cup of tea, of a herbal tea or any kind of tea, just to sit down. And they're not overly sweet, but they're just sweet enough. And you can put currants or raisins or anything like that in them for a seasonal lift. But they're one of our favorite seasonal treats.
Was in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled. That mighty Gitche Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Before the light, the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn.
I was never told about Santa Claus, but Christmas was magical in other ways. And like with the snow falling, I remember being absolutely entranced with getting up on a Christmas morning, or it might have been a Christmas Eve, I was very young, and going outside, and the way the light fell, and the fact that I think it was Venus and the North Star, or whatever star is there in the morning, was so unnaturally bright. I've never, ever forgotten it. I must have only been 5 or 6 years old. So those kinds of things made Christmas magic.
It's just this Gloria. The earliest moon of winter time is not so round and fair as was the ring of glory on the helpless infant there. The chiefs from far before him now.
April Dannon doling out the seasonal vinegar and molasses there. And next time we continue our transcontinental Christmas journey with restaurateur Giorgio Cassari, last heard exploring the truffle lands of Alba, to hear about what makes up the essential Italia mass.